Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. I greet you all in the name of Jesus, wherever you are around the world. Please be reminded that we are racing to build a great work in Plano, Texas. And so your prayers are very, very welcome. Well, we've been traversing and getting into various grounds of ministry and of teaching. We had a teaching on the breaking out of the cycle of poverty. Then we had another teaching on saying yes to a no. That means when doors close, it could be the devil closing them, and you can open them by the power of faith. But today, I'd like to share with you on the title, The Power of Vision. The power of vision. Well, what is vision? As you know, if you go medically, if you study in biology or those who, in medical terminologies, vision means something that has to do with sight. Vision means your eyes, sight. 20/20 vision, that means balanced vision. You got no problem, your vision is okay. Now, the power of vision, what are we seeing here? In talking about vision, when the Bible talks about vision, it mainly is talking about the call of God upon a nation, for example, or an individual, but mainly it's an individual. When God calls you into the ministry, He also imparts to you a vision. You see what I'm saying? That means you, the person that has been called by God, can see things that others cannot see because the vision has been imparted to you. You see? And many times when the vision has been imparted to you, it cannot be given to another person because you are the one God has found fit to take that particular vision. It does not mean that those who don't have the vision like you are substandard before God or they don't know what they are doing. No, just that God is a God of variety. You understand? God is a God of variety. That's why He has got cherubims. That's why He's got seraphims in heaven. That's why He's got the living beings in heaven. God is a God of variety. See, even here on earth, you think God made us the same? No. He made people in England, the British, Australians, New Zealanders, Africans, here in America, Americans, Canadians, South Africans, Mexicans, name them. We are different. Why? Because God enjoys variety. So even with ministry, God does not put at the same pedestal. The ministry that He gave to Creflo Dollar is not going to give it to you. You understand what I'm saying? Unless you are studying under the ministry of Creflo Dollar, God can put an imprint on your ministry whereby He might call you to a similar ministry like Creflo Dollar. That can happen, like it happened with Elisha. See, Elisha was with Elijah. The ministry that Elijah had came upon Elisha because Elisha asked for it. You see, remember when Elijah was to be taken away from Elisha? Elijah said to Elisha, ask me what I should do for you before I'm taken away from you. Elisha said, you remember what he said? He said, oh, I pray you that the double portion of the Spirit that's upon you come upon me. You know what that meant? What he was saying is, what you have, I want double of that on me, to be like you and do what you're doing, but double. That is a hard question. That's why even Elijah said, hey, that's a hard thing you have asked of me. But you see, whenever you ask something, there's nothing impossible with God. That's why Elijah said to Elisha, okay, if you see me when I'm being taken away from you and you see me going up to heaven, then your request shall be granted. You see? And when the chariots of fire came to pick Elijah away from Elisha, he saw it. And the mantle fell as the chariots of fire took Elijah away. Elisha cried out, "My Lord, my God, my Lord, the chariots of Israel with the horsemen thereof." And the mantle fell. And he picked it up. And the Bible said he struck the same water they had crossed as on dry ground, the river Jordan. He hid it with the mantle. Mantle simply was a jacket or the coat that Elijah wore. But that coat had an anointing. See, the clothes that a man of God wears have anointing on it. The anointing surrounds the man of God. So everything he touches is anointed. The bed where a man of God sleeps is anointed. The clothes the man of God wears are anointed. The things that a man of God uses, they are anointed. Because you see, anointing flows into things. It can be on the phone. It can be on the equipment. It can be on the wall. Same as demons too. Whenever there is a house that has been used for immoral things, things will stick into the walls and contaminate that house. And so when he cried out, "Where now is the Lord God of Elijah?" the Bible tells us that the water which were separated before by Elijah were now separated by Elisha. For the Bible says, "And the waters were divided to and fro, and Elisha crossed the Jordan as on dry ground." And the prophets who were nearby said, "Oh my God, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha." See what I'm saying? People will recognize when you have a mantle of God on your life. That's why these things of God, you can't lie. You can't say, "Hey, me, I'm a prophet. Oh, me, I'm a so-and-so." There will be witnesses who are going to witness that what you really have is genuine. See, you can't lie, you know. These things of the Spirit, because we are children of God. The Spirit which is in me is the same Spirit that's in you. That's why Jesus said, check out the prophets when they come to you. If your spirit does not agree with them, they are not right. Then they are lying to you. Because the Bible said the spirit of the Lord would witness with your spirit that whosoever is speaking to you is a man of God. That's why if they are telling lies, the Holy Ghost will tell you that they are telling lies. You see what I'm saying? So this thing of vision is a deep study. It's something very important that we need to know as children of God, as ministers, as students of the gospel, to know where we are going. So, the first thing you need to know is vision can never be the same. When God gives a vision to Mwamba, to Lawrence Mwamba, the vision he's going to give to Charles, whosoever he is different from my vision. And many times God picks up usually on your character, the way you behave, the way your attitudes are. He picks that character and wraps it with a vision and an anointing and gives you a special assignment to accomplish things in your line. You see, I think it's in the book of Joel where it says that they shall run like mighty men and they shall go forth to battle. And they shall not break their ranks. What does that word, "and they shall not break their ranks," mean? What's a rank? A rank is a title usually given to a soldier in the army. There is a corporal, lance corporal, a captain, a major, a general, you know. So those titles and ranks in military means that person has got that line of command. When you're talking to a lieutenant, his power as a lieutenant is different from that of a major. You see what I'm saying? So in the same way, in the kingdom of God, we have ranks. God gives us ranks according to the measure of faith that we have and the anointing that he has deposited on our life and the assignment that he has given us. Each one of us has an assignment from the Lord. And here, as Joel said, they shall run like mighty men, and they shall not break their ranks. That means you cannot jump from being a major and go to become a lieutenant by yourself. You see what I'm saying? You cannot leave your rank and go and start operating in another rank as a captain. Things in the spirit don't agree like that. You got to keep to your rank. So, what am I saying? I'm saying that when God anoints you and calls you to ministry or to do whatsoever he wants you to do, he gives you a rank, and you got to keep running with your rank and not break the ranks, or you're going to confuse everything. If you're an evangelist, God will give you an anointing for an evangelist. If you're a pastor, God will give you a pastoral anointing. If you're a teacher like me, God will impart upon you a teaching anointing as a teacher. If you are a prophet, God will impart upon you and bestow on you a prophet's anointing, a prophetical prophet's anointing, so you can prophesy. If you are a person who is an apostle, God will impart upon you and anoint you for the ministry of an apostle to go out to nations and establish churches just like the apostle Paul did. You understand? But here we are seeing it saying, when we look in the Word of God, it says there in Habakkuk 2, verse 2 to 3, I'm going to use that as my foundational scripture. It says, and the Lord answered me and said, answered who? Habakkuk. And said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Verse number 3. For the vision is for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Okay. Now, this is Habakkuk. God to Habakkuk. What did he say to him? The Lord said, because Habakkuk was seeking the face of God. And he says in verse 2 that God answered me. The Lord answered me. See, whenever you pray a prayer, God is going to answer you. See? And you know, prayers, many times we take them lightly. But don't play with prayers, because prayers, God is going to answer. You see, like I was just saying a while ago, Elisha asked for the double portion of the Spirit of God that was upon Elijah. Guess what? He received what he asked for. Whatever you ask for, you get it. That's why you must be careful what you ask for. Sometimes, you know, people pray for things and they even forget. You pray to God and say, Lord, I want to be a pilot. I want to be a pilot. You pray a prayer and you're serious at that time, then, well, you change your mind or something happens. But you see, if God has answered that prayer, it starts to work, and eventually you find yourself, you're a pilot. And you wonder, oh, how did I become a pilot? You had prayed to become a pilot. See, like for me, I prayed that I'll be in the United States of America. I started speaking it many years ago. Guess where I am? I'm in the United States. Why? Because that's how I pray. That's how I spoke for a long time. I told friends of mine, the company I worked for, I said, you know, I'll be going to the United States. They asked me, who do you know in the United States? It's not a matter of who do I know. It's a matter of that God wants me to be here. See what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Even with the aspects of faith, we need to realize that God wants us to know that he is with us, that God is going to answer the prayers, especially when you pray. God hears and answers. You see what I'm saying? So you must be a person that stands your ground and know for a fact that no matter what you do, God is going to answer your prayers, you see. And so, prayers are going to be answered. Here is Habakkuk. He says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. Now, the most important thing with vision is that when God speaks to you, write it down. Now, you say, why write it down? You know, because you can forget. Or you can miss the details that God is giving you. Remember Moses, when God was giving him details about the tabernacle, about the priesthood, about everything in Israel? He wrote it down. That's why we have the book of Genesis. That's why we have a book of Exodus. That's why we have a book of Leviticus. That's why we have the book of Deuteronomy, Numbers and Deuteronomy. The five books of Moses. Moses wrote things down. See? You got to write things down. When God speaks to you, write them down. Well, I wrote down a lot of things. I wanted things to come to pass. I wrote about the United States, about the Bible school. I wrote about the ministry. And, you know, I so much love being on radio and television. I wrote and said, God, I want to preach on TV and I've already been on television in Africa, in Zambia. I preached on Zambia National Broadcasting Services every Sunday from 10:30 to 11. Actually, it was 11:30 to 12 noon every Sunday. I preached on radio, Radio 2. I was all over Zimbabwe, Botswana, Malawi, and all those who would listen at the short wavelength and the AM frequency. I was on Radio Christian Voice. See, what you desire, you see, God, when he calls you and gives you a vision, it will sometimes and many times it will match up with what you like. What you like. See, me, I like TV. Me, I like radio. Me, I like travel. See, and that's what God gave me. You see, was it punishment when I went to Sweden? No, because I like traveling. And many people do like traveling. I know of people who don't. You know, when I go to London, hey, I like being in London. You say, oh, what do you like about that? Well, I'm going to do the Lord's ministry and move around and see how the people in London live. And I'll go down to South Wales, which is part of England, you know, and I'll see how the people live there. I've been all over that place. Go to Sweden, see the humble people of Sweden, and, you know, move around and see how they worship God, how they build their sanctuary. God will give you what you like. It's very rare that God won't give you what you don't like. You see what I'm saying? Many times God will give you what you like and will lead you in those paths of the things you like. And so God answered Habakkuk and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Why run? Now, in the sense of running, it's not like running and being scared. What is that? No, it's running to run to do the vision and accomplish the vision. You see, vision mainly is teamwork. When God gave me a vision here to reach the United States of America on radio, television, and also planting a ministry and church and Bible college, I can't do it by myself. I can't. That's why my wife is involved. We're getting people involved to work with us. There are people sometimes who say, hey, I want to work with you, but they don't contribute as expected. You see what I'm saying? So even when God gives you a vision, he'll give you people that you work with to accomplish the vision. You understand? God is, he knows it all. You cannot accomplish the vision by yourself. See, when God called Moses, he even told Moses, when Moses said, oh, yeah, I can't speak well, I stammer, he says, you have your brother Aaron, let your brother be your voice, and you stand behind him. You see what I'm saying? God likes partnership in his work. You cannot do the work of the ministry alone. You have to have partners to work with, to accomplish the vision that God has given you. That's why God, when he called Abraham, Abraham could not finish the complete the vision by himself. He had to link up with the people of similar faith. Excuse me. Moses, when coming out of Egypt, and when they were in the wilderness, There was Aaron. There was the Levitical priesthood. There was the sons of Korah that carried the holy things of the tabernacle. You see, there were the Levites, who were the priests. You see, all these, it was teamwork. You can't do things by yourself. So the first thing, you know, God says, whosoever readeth can may run. That's run towards the vision, run to the culmination of the vision. But he says, for the vision is for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. Now, vision goes with time. That's why, see, sometimes we ministers and people are called of God, we get frustrated when a vision doesn't come to pass. And, you know, sometimes we want to make the vision run so quick like a popcorn in the microwave. You know how you do? You get the popcorn grains and put the little bag in the microwave, punch it, popcorn. Then it goes zing. Within a few seconds, boom, here comes the bag with popcorn. But that's not the way God works. When God gives you a vision, my friend, it has got an appointed time. And I'm telling you, it's not in seconds. Your vision is not going to pass in minutes. Neither will it pass in a day, 2 days, a week, a month. Some visions take a lifetime to come to pass. See what I'm saying? With Joseph, the vision he received, it took 13 years to come to pass. With Moses, it took 40 years first to be out of the sight of Pharaoh, to come in his presence, 40 years. And then he was in the wilderness, wandering for 40 years. See what I'm saying? It took Joshua 40 years from the day he spied out the land to the day that he entered. 40 years. See, you know, the Caleb said it. He said, I was 40 years. Now I'm 80. See? But I'm as strong as I was 40 years ago to come in and to go and do battle. So give me this mountain. Vision will take your life. Vision takes time. But the goodness of vision is that vision will keep you alive. Because you see, vision, once you do stage one, your eyes will be focused on stage two of the vision. And as you do, the years are advancing and you're still doing great things for the kingdom of God. And you're living your life in full. You understand? Your life is not cut off. You are still alive. And because of vision, you're thinking of big things all the time. The vision is dragging your body and your whole life to the finish line. That's why it says the vision is for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. Now, why did the Lord say to Habakkuk, at the end, it shall speak? It's because vision takes time. And at the time when vision is still working, angels are working, where people cannot see physically, God is working in the spiritual realms. People think you have lost it. People will think God has departed from you. People will think you missed it. People will think your vision is fake. You are a liar. But you see, vision takes time. But as the Lord spoke to Habakkuk, he says, but at the end it shall speak. What do you mean it shall speak? He said, Bishop Mom, but what does that mean? The vision shall speak. That terminology, the vision shall speak, means that the vision will come to manifestation. And the one who sees the vision, when it's manifest, the vision will speak for itself. Is what I'm saying. You don't have to convince anybody about what God called you to do, because the manifestation will be there. If you say God called you to be with the ministry, with the radio and broadcasting, and the stations are there, the vision has already spoken. You don't have to explain. The vision has spoken. If God called you that you're going to be an evangelist here in the United States of America, then spread out around the world and preach in England, in Norway, in Sweden, in wherever. And you've gone there and you've done it. You don't need to explain about your vision. The vision has already happened. Things are there for them to see. You see, when the manifestation is there, the vision has already spoken. It makes the work easy. Because, you see, when you just talk like in empty air and there's nothing coming forth, people think you're a liar, you're lying, and you don't know what you're doing. But when these things begin to speak, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. See, when you say things and they don't come to pass, they'll think you are a liar. But here we are being told, for the vision is for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. See, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Now here, Habakkuk is being told by the Lord that the vision will speak for itself. But when the vision delays, don't give up. Don't say, I'm going to throw in the towel. God has forgotten all about me. Ministry so hard. I'm done with it. I'm going to go start mending the nets. That's what Peter did. When the Master Jesus died and rose from the dead, and they thought, well, you know, what has happened to this man? You know, Peter said, I go a fishing. That means I'm going back to my trade. See, when you have a delay in the workings of God in your life, that's not the time to backslide and go back to what you used to do. I'm going to go back mend my nets, or I'm going to go back work for the Walmart, or work for Kohl's, or work for these big, big retail store chains. Oh, I'm going to go back and get into mining. I'm going to go back and become an electrical engineer, the job I left. Usually when God takes you out of a trade and puts you into the ministry, it's very rare he'll take you back to what you used to do before. See what I'm saying? God always will pave a way for new things to come to pass in your life. But we are talking about vision. You see, vision is the thing that will keep you running, keep you walking with integrity, because you want to see the vision that God has given you to come to pass. When you have vision, laziness disappears. When you have the vision from the Lord, mediocrity goes away, because you want to accomplish that vision up to the standards that God has laid down. When you receive a vision from the Lord, it will keep you busy. You're not going to be lukewarm. You're going to be hot for the kingdom of God. Look at everybody who have received the vision implanted in their spirit, man. They are hot for the kingdom. They are speaking things that bring life. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord has been imparted unto them. Let me tell you what. We are in the walk of faith where there is no slackening or sluggish walk. It's an active walk. We have an active family. We are people who listen to the voice of God and run with a vision. So, no matter how long your vision takes, it will not tarry any longer. Wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. I like that word, come to pass. That means happen. So, no matter what God has so designed your life to be, no matter what God called you to and you think is hard to achieve, I'm here to let you know it's not hard to achieve, because God is achieving it through you. We have a faithful God who listens to our cries. You know, I used to tell people, hey, I'm going to travel around the world. God has called me to travel and preach. It was like a song, but I have traveled around the world. I've been to London, been to South Wales, I've been to the United Kingdom, which is London and the South Wales and all those parts. I've been to Sweden, Scandinavian country up there. I've crisscrossed Africa and here in the United States. Why? Because vision was imparted unto me by the Lord, and I'm working to fulfill that vision. And so you are there. You say, Bishop Mwamba, I want to partner with you in fulfilling the call of God on your life. Send me an email. Send it to bishopmwamba@outlook.com. Tell me and say, hey, Bishop, I want to be part and parcel of your vision. Send us some donation. Send me a message. Go to a PayPal, paypalmwamba.com, and you can send money to help with our broadcast. Can't you? Well, friends, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Dallas. I am saying to you, tomorrow we're going to be back with you again because we are here to do the will of God. So, God bless you. I'll talk to you again. Be good and may God bless you. See you again tomorrow and bye-bye.